Good morning with us on a Wednesday morning is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's get a preview here. I guess there's a new bridge in the region.
Right, it's a pedestrian bridge, not a bridge for cars and trucks, and it's in Amsterdam. It's called the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook. It's a pedestrian bridge, and it will open this coming Labor Day. The process of building this bridge began back in 2005 with the passage of a Transportation Bond Act that included $16.5 million for this bridge. Supporters of the expense, which was controversial, say the bridge will be a way to revitalize the city's economy by connecting neighborhoods in the southern portion of the city and the Erie Canal Trail with the Amsterdam's downtown district and Riverlink Park on the north side of the river. So you know that Amsterdam is split by the Mohawk River. In addition to the original construction cost, another about $1 million was allocated for the project by the state, and City of Amsterdam chipped in a little bit as well. City engineer Richard Miller gave us a tour yesterday and said most of the bridge's construction was overseen by the New York State Canal Corporation, but that a committee of Amsterdam residents had input on many of the decorative flourishes that would tie the bridge to the city. So that's one of the things we looked at yesterday, some of the landscaping. There's a really cool inlay in the middle of the bridge that has elements of the city. There's the North Chuctanunda Creek and the Mohawk River. So, and it's got a compass. So it's a very cool thing to look at. Essentially, it's supposed to pay tribute to the city. There are plans to add more artistic elements to the bridge as well as another overpass to provide easier pedestrian access to the north side of the river. Most of the work left to be done before Labor Day is cosmetic. The Canal Corporation will own the bridge and be responsible for capital improvements, but the City of Amsterdam will manage day-to-day upkeep, like trash pickup and snow removal. Business owners on Amsterdam's south side are hopeful the bridge will bring increased traffic to the neighborhood. But one of the residents we talked to said that while he wasn't sure the bridge will be a huge draw to bring tourists to the city, he viewed the project as more than a pedestrian bridge, but a building of the waterfront and a reestablishing the city's corridor in a different way, because the old downtown has had its share of troubles, and he'd like to see it come back.
Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us today to talk about a new pedestrian bridge coming Labor Day in Amsterdam. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.